Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week. And the first movie is a DVD. It's Hotel Transylvania. Now, even monsters need a place to hang out and chill. So Dracula creates a giant hotel so they can vacation in a human-free zone. Until one day, a human boy shows up and changes everything.
Welcome to Hotel Transylvania.
Do not disturb.
Human-free since 1898.
Hello?
A human!
What is this place?
It's just a normal hotel, nothing going on here.
So much for do not disturb!
Now, it might not be anywhere near Halloween, but every day is a good day for a cute and lovable monster. Some are ooey-gooey, and some are creepy, and even some are pretty darn scary. But in this movie, they're all great, even Dracula. As you know, I don't have the highest opinion of Adam Sandler's latest so-called works of art, so imagine my surprise when he makes the absolute perfect Dracula. Now, if we could just convince him to stick to animated movies, which unfortunately looks like it's not gonna happen since we're all dreading the upcoming release of Grown Ups 2. But thank goodness that this movie couldn't be cuter. Human boy steals the heart of Dracula's daughter while changing the monster's opinion of humans forever. So if you're looking for a movie that won't scare the kids, will cure you of your fear of the dark, and maybe even your fear of Adam Sandler, at least temporarily that is, this one is for you. So in Movie Night Traffic Light, the Hotel Transylvania on DVD is a green light. Now into another monster kind of movie, it's Warm Bodies. The living are supposed to stay away from the zombies, but when Julia finds herself in trouble, that's not what happens.
What am I doing with my life? I just want to connect. Why can't I connect with people? Oh, right, it's because I'm dead.
But he's changing, and he feels, and he's learning to be human again.
Whatever it is that you two have, it's infecting the others.
Dad, they're somehow curing themselves.
They are not curing themselves.
Now, it seems us girls are always attracted to bad boys, who we think we can turn good and they'll love us forever. Well, it turns out us girls are also attracted to dead boys, or at least in this movie we are. I mean, nothing says love like, hey, thanks for not killing me and tearing me into little tiny pieces. Makes for a really strong and lasting relationship. And of course, it doesn't hurt that the zombie boy is a cutie. And that, for some strange reason, Dad doesn't want his daughter involved with this guy. But what's a girl to do but follow her heart? After all, us girls have great creepy radar, and we'd know if the stumbling, awkward, pale guy would be bad news. So if you're up for a movie that's a whole different kind of romance, this could be for you. But just remember, this is just a movie, so if you see some weird-looking dead dude walking through the parking lot after the movie, not good, run. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.